We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Mike Van de Kamp, head coach of the Grand Prairie Storm of the AJHL. The AJHL season will resume play on March the 12th. So I guess the first question for you here today, Mike, is how exciting is it to now know that, okay, we got a date, we can start playing again, we can kind of get rolling here?
Yes, it was exciting news for everyone involved, but most importantly for our players, I think, considering their age and the narrow window of time that they have to play junior A hockey, you know, the importance of getting some exposure and opportunity to continue their development. I think they've had to be extremely patient this through this whole process this season, and they've kind of done whatever we've asked them to do, whether it be to work in small groups or wait at home or quarantine and all kinds of different things. And you know, to finally be able to look at a possible around 3 month or so season, I think everybody's really excited about that.
Well, the league has broken up teams into different cohorts to start playing for the first few weeks here. You guys will be up against the Whitecourt Wolverines and the Drayton Valley Thunder to get this first chunk of the resumed season underway. What do you think is going to be sort of important to going into those games, especially considering sort of the layoff that everyone's had for the last little while here?
I think we calculated around 95 days in between practices, so that's the longest layoff I've ever seen. That's almost an off season. So, you know, we don't have a lot of information on guys that we're playing against, nor do we really need any at this point. I think we're just going to try to get our wheels back under us in you know, a short period of time here and just go try our best and, you know, get out there and compete. The first 4 weeks are going to be against the same two opponents in a group of three here. So we will, you know, hopefully do as well as we can there and then have an opportunity to expand our groups maybe or see what it looks like after the first four weekends. And I'm not sure exactly when that schedule will come out, but I think there is intentions on us being able to play some other teams as we go along.
And I know over the past few months here, I've talked to you know, players at sort of different levels of the sport, and you know, gone into you know, some of the different things that they've been doing over the last little while here with leagues all over the place being shut down. What about from the coach's perspective? What kinds of things have you sort of been doing to keep yourself busy while we've been sort of waiting to see when things can get back going here?
Well, one thing that I certainly noticed is recruiting players for next season has always been something that is. Happened earlier and earlier every year, it seems, but this year it's been even earlier because I think there was a lot of people that, you know, sit in similar positions to myself that didn't have their own teams to run on a daily basis. So you're watching game film or working on the phone and talking to people and just trying to use your network and, you know, talking to scouts, etc., and trying to find players. It's been a little bit of a different season with that just because the sample size when it comes to watching players has been pretty limited everywhere. So, you know, we're usually in the rinks watching games live, going to tournaments or that type of thing. And obviously this year there hasn't been a lot of hockey going on, so you have to sort of dig deep to find some games that were played earlier on in the year or whenever you can to watch video and that kind of thing. And so I think the focus was switched a little bit earlier to building a team for next year, and that's kept us pretty busy.
Now, what about with some of the players? What kinds of sort of communication were you doing with the players in your team during this whole little shutdown here, try to keep sort of them kind of focused on when play would resume here?
Well, we tried to share the information as much as we could whenever we got some, and there's been some stretches of time where we didn't have a lot of information. You know, we just have to say, listen, man, we're just going to have to stay home for the next week or 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever it was, and then we sort of reconvene and have a conversation with our group through, you know, things like Zoom, that kind of idea. You know, we tried to keep them informed with what was going on. Like I say, at times it could be a little frustrating because there wasn't always a lot of information, and that's really no one's fault. We just weren't really getting anything, you know. We really didn't know what would happen next and what to expect next. So we just tried to stay in touch as much as we could and keep everyone as informed as we could. And, you know, I guess the Christmas break kind of helped because that came in the middle of it, and if you could sort of lengthen your Christmas break to maybe more like a couple weeks long or something, I guess that sort of broke up the monotony there. We actually came back and did some small group stuff in January, and then that got actually shut down again. So there was a lot of coming and going and a lot of unknowns during this time, but As I said at the beginning, the patience and loyalty shown by the players was top notch. You know, everybody is stuck with the team. Everybody is stuck with the league and tried to see this thing through.
And finally, as you look ahead to the restart here, we know obviously the schedule and the teams you're going to play. It's going to be sort of, you know, made up on the fly almost in a way. But what would you say are sort of the kind of the goals for the team as we get to this somewhat of an abbreviated season here?
The first goal is to win hockey games. I think that's what we're here to do, and we wanted, you know, set out to do that this year to try to get the program more consistently winning games. And we showed potential with that early on in the season between the 8 exhibition games and the 4 regular season games that we played. I think we had won around 8 of those or something like that. So, you know, we were able to start to win some games, and we want to continue to do that. And whether there's a championship at the end or not is still a little bit up in the air, and that'll be dependent on, you know, how we can exactly do that with restrictions that might exist later on in May. But, you know, if there is one, and I think there'll be some form of a championship, that is something that we're going to be, you know, trying our best to win. I think the return to play has been pushed by everybody on behalf of the players. You know, this isn't about anybody else other than the players and trying to get them some exposure. So I think that's important too, that everybody is developing, everyone's participating in the games and having an opportunity in a shortened season to at least get some exposure out there on things like hockey TV and other video options and stuff like that, where they can be seen by people at higher levels such as college hockey.